everyone, and welcome back to Coaching with Carrie Live here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks so much for joining me again today, Friday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Wanted to talk with you about part four of leading motivating your team to success. And last week we talked a lot about the critical path dials and leading your people through that, as well as the quadrant view and looking at your talent and figuring out if they are high potential and low productivity, or high potential with high productivity, or are they low potential and low productivity, or low potential with high productivity, and what do you do and what do each of those people need from you in terms of your leadership. Today, we're talking about the performance wheel, as well as kind of getting into the performance script when a team member is struggling with performance issues. So let's talk about the performance wheel. If people are accountable and responsible for results, they also have to have the authority to be able to do what they need to do. I mean, that's the reality, right? So as a leader, you need to make sure your people have that authority if you're going to be able to hold them accountable. The performance wheel kind of illustrates the elements necessary for optimal performance. And so the areas of the performance wheel, so if you can visualize a circle, right, and you put lines through it, kind of so it looks like a pizza, and there's pizza slices in it, just from a visual perspective. At the top, there's accountability. A little bit further down to the right, there's authority. A little bit further down to the right, there's responsibility. You get to the bottom of the circle, there's habits, and then you start moving your way up to the left, and then attitudes, and then knowledge. These are the elements necessary for optimal performance from people that work with you. So you can use this wheel and draw it out as a tool in constructing an achievement team by making sure that each team member has an element at a level 10. When they do, you'll be in the performance zone. They'll be self-managed talent performing at a high level. So you need to look at all of your people and rate them and see how far away from 10 they really are in these areas of accountability, authority, responsibility, habits, skills, attitudes, and knowledge. And that is going to help you to understand what you need to do to help the people on your team and in what areas do they need to continue to improve upon. When you get everybody on your team close to a 10 in all of those areas, that is when you're going to have an ultra high performing team. And it is possible. You as a leader just need to be looking at each of your team members on a regular basis and identifying where they need help to push them to a 10 in all these areas. Yes, it's a work in progress, and it will probably never be perfect, and yet if you are a good leader and you are always keeping your eye on the ball, so to speak, in terms of all of your talent that you have working with you, it is absolutely possible and probable, and then together they're all going to achieve more. But of course what happens, it always is going to happen that a team member is struggling with performance issues, right? You need to get into a performance script. An important element of the script is for you as a leader to listen, okay? That's hard for a lot of people. It's not natural. I get it. Same thing for me, but that is really important. Make sure you stay in curiosity. Don't come with assumptions or judgment, because that's going to really create some defensiveness in your team member. So if you're working with someone who has talent for their position, the end result should be that the team member is pulled into alignment with your preset objectives, and the two of you work together to construct their optimal performance zone, right, based on that performance wheel we just talked about. So you may want to couple this conversation with an action plan so that both you and your team member are clear on what actions will be taken and when. So the reality is that you need to know and recognize, right? Recognize the situation. I'm seeing blank, and name the specific issue that's happening. Do we agree that the team needs, and then, of course, the specific proposed performance at that point? You also need to make sure that there's authority and responsibility. So do you understand that you have the authority and responsibility to do this? And then construct an action plan with that team member if things are missing. Knowledge, attitude, skills, and habits. We need to acknowledge that as well. That's the next step. So you'd be asking, do you know how, or do you have the skills to do it, and are you able to do it? And, of course, construct an action plan with your team member if these are missing, because maybe they don't know how to do it. The next thing is the action plan. Okay, so let's go over the action plan. What specifically are you going to do, and when specifically are you going to do it, and how specifically will you do it? So you need to have that conversation with the team member and have it in writing. And then comes the accountability. Please keep me in the loop about your progress and the results. Be sure to document your results on your 411. I don't know if any of you listened to a past call, but we talked about that 411 action plan as part of your leadership tool with your team member. So when specifically will you report back on your results? You need to ask that question. You need to set a meeting to make sure that you are getting those results on a regular basis. So there's stoppers, right? There's going to be stoppers. So you need to ask your team member, can you see any obstacles that you'll face or challenges to the timeline that you might have? So let's talk about what those might be, and let's try to avoid them and work together before they even happen. Acknowledging them is going to help that person feel more comfortable when they do come along as well, because they'll know how to handle it. And lastly, you're going to have to come to an agreement with that team member. Final check, do I have your word to get this done? You need to ask that person that question, and you need to tell them they have the authority to do it, you believe in them, but you need to get their word to get it done. That really is the performance script, right? So the reality is that you need to recognize what you're seeing. You need to give them authority and responsibility and ask them if they understand they have it. And then you need to make sure they have the knowledge, the attitude, the skills, and the habits to get it done. Then together you create that specific action plan. You actually talk to them about the accountability piece, about keeping you in the loop and using the 411 or whatever other tool you might use for that accountability. Acknowledge that there's probably going to be challenges or stoppers or obstacles, and then get their agreement. That is the performance script. When you do that really specifically, you're empowering your people. You're also holding them to a very high level of accountability. The next thing I want to talk about before we end this coaching series is to identify the issue. One goal of effective leadership is to anticipate issues and problems and address them before they become crises, right? Great leaders lead by objective, not by crisis. However, even with proactive leadership and planning, issues will still arise. We all know that, right? And so at every level of organizational need, you can use this technique. At level one, you actively work with your team members to ID the issue, identify the issue. At level two, you teach your team members to identify the issue on their own. And at level three, your team members have incorporated identify the issue into their thinking. They use it with others when they run into issues. So you need to teach your members how to work through this process. They'll contribute with more power when they can clearly identify issues on their own. Remember, the Chinese proverb that says, give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day, teach a man to fish and you'll feed him for a lifetime. It's the same as a leader. You need to make sure that you first start identifying the issue, share it with them, and talk with them about it. Teach them how to then identify their own issue, and then eventually thinking like that all the time so they're even identifying issues before they come on board to your team. That's a really interesting thing, but as a leader, you need to start by lead by example first, right? So once you identify the issue and you know what you're working with, you and your team members have the opportunity to select your focus. You can focus on the problem or you can focus on the outcome. I think you know which one you should focus on. As soon as you say visualize this problem being solved, the energy goes up. You can literally see it happening. So by focusing on positive, healthy motivations and letting more negative ones pass, you can purify the source of your imaginative power together as a team. The reality is that you need to focus on the outcome. Reframe the focus on goals. People feel empowered, cooperative, collaborative. They're often willing to confidently jump in with creative solutions. If you just ask them to, typically all players feel energized after this type of discussion, right? So it's really important for you to focus on the outcome and do it together as a team. So when you do it, the reality is that you as a leader need to ask, what's wrong? Why do we have this problem? How long have we had it? How does this limit us? What is this I'm doing that we want to do? You know, whose fault is it that we have this problem? That doesn't matter, but we need to figure it out. And when was the worst time we experienced this problem, and how can we avoid it in the future, right? The reality is that we then need to talk about what do we want, when do we want it, how will we know when we have it, when we get what we want, what else will improve, what resources do we have available to help us with this, and how can we best utilize the resources that we do have, and what are we going to do to begin now to get what we want? This really helps us feel empowered, right? Identify the issue and eventually move exactly to this questioning, which is what can we do to get to the outcome, right? That is the biggest piece. So this is the end of this part of the series. We talked about the toolbox, right? The organizational needs assessment. Where is your organization? How do you set goals, priorities, and strategies? The GPS to clarify your team's big goals and to map the path to achieving it. The action plans, when you want to see results from an idea. We talk about monitoring the critical path dials to track qualitative indicators of how well you and your team are completing the activities necessary in a given time frame to achieve your objectives. Then we talked about the quadrant view and the performance wheel and getting into performance. So now, next time, we're going to talk about the motivation concept. So join me next time on Coaching with Carrie at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and we're going to talk about how you motivate, what is motivation, and demotivation, the motivational environment you need to create for your team, and the business universe. I look forward to talking to you about it then. Thanks so much, you guys. Have a great weekend.